few years ago during the bus strike in Montgomery, Alabama. Since then, he has gained stature among his people. One newspaper, Northern, I might point out, went so far as to say that his power and prestige approached the dimensions of Booker T. Washington. Dr. King has not as yet cast his hat in the political ring, but you may recall that Otto Preminger tried to do this for him on a fictional basis. Dr. King very quickly disassociated himself from proposals that he be cast in the role of a senator from Georgia in the film Advise and Consent. While not an office holder, our speaker is credited with considerable political power. When he was in jail during an integration controversy in 1960, John F. Kennedy made a telephone call to Mrs. King to express his concern for the Negro leader. Some political experts contend that this call enhanced the Democratic presidential nominee's standing with Negro voters and probably played an important part in the election of Mr. Kennedy. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in Atlanta, the son of the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church. He still shares the pulpit in this church with his father. He graduated from Boston University in 1954 with a doctorate in systematic theology and has been active in the integration movement ever since. He is an advocate of nonviolence and passive resistance. In addition to being an associate pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, Dr. King is president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the organization through which he conducts his integration activities. Today, Dr. King has another distinction. He is the first American Negro to address this club. Gentlemen, Dr. Martin Luther King.